Today is Wednesday, the 30th of July, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Ker Mussa sing Psalm 146. It is good to sing in honour of our God. Sweet is his praise. The Lord, restorer of Jerusalem. He brought back Israel's exiles, healing their broken hearts and binding up their wounds.
Alleluia, il est bon, fêtez notre Dieu, il est bon de chanter sa louange. Le Seigneur est venu Jérusalem, il rassemble les déportés d'Israël, il guérit les cœurs brisés, l'espoir est oppressé. Il compte la nombre des étoiles, il donne à chaque pied. Il est grand, il est fort.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to the crowds, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it.
A short reading, but a powerful image. Hidden treasure. An idea familiar from books, from films, even from computer games. Imagine for a moment what you'd feel like discovering treasure like this. But there's a catch. The treasure comes with a price. The merchant has to sell everything to buy the precious pearl. The field with the treasure in it costs all that the discoverer has. So is this a good deal? Could you possibly imagine yourself behaving in this way? What could possibly be so good that you would sell everything you had with joy to get it? For Jesus, the answer is the kingdom of God. So it's something about the world being organized the way that God wants it. What difference would that sense of God really being in charge, make to your own life? As you listen again, listen out for the note of joy that fills those making those discoveries.
Jesus said to the crowds, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Again, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it."
If you're part of the crowd Jesus speaks these parables to, how do you respond to him? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.